The so-called personal rating system used by Harvard University in its admissions decisions has become an early focus in the trial of a legal challenge to the Ivy League's use of race in admissions. Lawyers for a group that claims Harvard discriminates against Asian Americans say the rating system is vague and consistently rates them lower than any other ethnic group. WBUR's Carrie Young is part of our Edify team covering this federal trial and was in court for day one yesterday. She joins us now this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start by having you explain the role that this rating system plays in admissions decisions.
Well, the personal ratings are one of four scores that applicants get when they apply to Harvard. And the plaintiffs, the group known as Students for Fair Admissions, are trying to show that not only is this the most important factor in admissions, but that Asian Americans, like you mentioned, routinely perform worse in this area than other ethnic groups. So in court yesterday, in opening statements, their statistical analysis showed that among the top academic performers, or the top decile, as they called it, 29% of white applicants also got top personal scores there. 46% of African-American applicants got a top score in the personal rating. Hispanic applicants, that was around 34%, but Asian-Americans came in the lowest with about 22%. And this lower rating in personal scores is coming, the plaintiffs say, while Asian-Americans perform the best in academics and other ratings.
And for this reason, they say that's discriminatory.
Right. They say they'll first point to this pattern in general, that this is discrimination. But they're also, based on court documents and deposition records, it seems like they'll likely be digging into how admissions officers described Asian American applicants when giving them that personal score. So how often they used stereotypical descriptions. I think one example used was an officer said that a student was very bright, but did they ever have any fun? And then comparing that, you know, how often that happened with other demographic groups.
So Harvard acknowledges that race is considered, but denies any discrimination. How do they work that?
Well, the university says in admissions, you know, race is a factor of a factor. So affirmative action law requires that race is not a determinative factor, that it can't be a reason that you admit someone, but it can be weighed in the decision. And Harvard says they are following that rule. But they say that someone's struggle with racism and then resilience through that struggle in high school, perhaps, is something that they would look on positively in admissions. And they've argued that you really can't ignore race in real life. And then in order to achieve their diversity goals, they say race really does need to be considered.
On opening day yesterday, there was only one witness, right? The Harvard Dean of Admissions, William Fitzsimmons?
Correct, yes. William Fitzsimmons did take the stand.
So he was asked about recruiting practices and how Harvard decides who should receive an invitation to apply. Tell us about the arguments over that.
Well, the practice that the plaintiffs were getting at regarded PSAT and SAT scores and how that triggered a recruitment letter that would go out to this specific example dealt with white males in rural states. And so they say that for Asian American males, it took a higher score, so a 1380 on that test, to get a letter than white males in those areas. And the plaintiff's attorneys said that that is race discrimination. But Fitzsimmons came back and said, no, that practice is just recruitment, and it's just reaching out to people all over the country.
But what about the higher scores required? Did Fitzsimmons explain that?
Well, from what I gathered, it seemed like recruitment is essentially marketing here. So they're targeting people who might not otherwise think of going to Harvard. So in rural states, at least, that's why white males get those letters with lower scores than Asian males.
So, Carrie, Dean Fitzsimmons returns to the witness stand today?
He does. He'll be on the witness stand today, and it's an early day in court, ending about 1 o'clock. So Harvard seems to think that he'll be on the stand again on Wednesday as well. The trial in general is supposed to last about 2 to 3 weeks, though.
WBUR's Carrie Young and our Edify team are covering the trial. We'll hear from them again as this trial proceeds. Carrie, thanks a lot for this morning.
You're welcome.